But when you have any anger at all, it opens the door to that.
Yeah.
See? The idea, yeah, when the idea comes in, it upsets you. Then it can become obsessive. Then you get upset with the idea.
Yeah.
And then not only are you upset with everything, but then you get upset with the idea that it's sort of like starting to compel you.
Yeah, see, my thing was, though, is my big realization was, is why would I think that? And then realizing, you know what, evil doesn't need a reason
it
why
doesn't.
Ever. It will give you things for you to believe all the time. And it's not you, and there's no real reason for it.
A lot of people have, no, I think this is a great, can you hold this for a second?
Sure.
Because this is a great, see, this is great subject matter, which I never think of bringing up. But I can remember a friend of mine, a person when we first started the foundation years ago, and his name was Jerry Olson. I can remember his name. Isn't that funny? Going back 44 years. And he said, when I was 5 years old, I was playing with kids. At 5 years old, he remembers how old he was. He said, and something said to me, pick up that stone and bash that kid's head in. And he started to pick it up, and then he dropped it like a hot potato because he was had a consciousness that could counteract it. But he's often wondered where that came from. The thing is, our senses and mind are like radio receivers. We can receive information, suggestions from the outside world, even though nothing's being said. There's another dimension that brings into you thought, dangerous thought.
Mm-hmm.
No, someone doesn't have, if somebody implies it, then you have a reason. But sometimes you don't even see the implications in people's attitudes, in their demeanor, and the thunder and lightning that is around them towards you.
Isn't it interesting, though, the closer that you get to
reality
yeah. for yourself, the more you're bombarded with that?
No, the more you notice it.
The
more you're aware of it.
Oh, I see. Well, the interesting part about that is the realization is you're on the right track.
You are.
So just see it. Don't take it.
No problem.
Don't absorb it.
Well, I just want to verify that fact that you do have those ideas. Everybody has them. And you've got to be careful to understand that those are not your thoughts. And you've got to be very, but if you bury it, if you get upset with it, it slowly becomes your thought because you get entangled. You get into, all you have to do is see it. That isn't me. I mean, you see rude pictures and filth and you hear bad language. Well, you can't help but think of bad language if someone says the bad word to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say it is in your head, isn't it? So you can be very upset with people who speak like that because you don't know how to get rid of the thought that they put in your head that you wouldn't have put in your head had they not spoken it. See? So you see, it's almost like they're controlling what you think. No, my brain is a receiver. It will pick up the good and the bad. Everything around me, that's okay. I sort it out. It is not my thought. I don't have agree. I can agree or disagree with it. But you've got to be very careful that it doesn't make you think that it's your thought, therefore you're going to hell.
Right.
That's the good thing of a person coming to the microphone and speaking his mind, able to elucidate, not hallucinate, on what they say, because I would never bring it up if you don't bring it up. See? And I want to thank you.
My pleasure.